Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A second Southern Campbell County rancher suspects theft of 40 sheep from his property. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office has launched an investigation into the theft of approximately 115 sheep from two separate locations south of Gillette, Wyoming. The incidents occurred about 10 miles apart south of Gillette. One incident was reported by a 67-year-old man who informed sheriff deputies that 40 of his sheep had disappeared from his herd situated south on Highway 59. The theft is believed to have taken place between December 31st, 2023, and April 9th, 2024. The individual suspects foul play but has not identified any suspects. Additionally, no damage to fencing or evidence of vehicle tracks were observed. The estimated value of the missing sheep is around $11,000. In a separate incident, a 69-year-old man reported a similar occurrence. He said that approximately 75 sheep had gone missing from his ranch off Edwards Road. The disappearance is believed to have occurred between January 1st and April 4th. Like the first case, there are no identified suspects in the theft. A Wyoming brand inspector has been informed of the situation. Distinctive markings may aid in identifying the stolen sheep. The sheep are branded with a 7K mark on the center of their backs, and their left ears are cropped. As of now, investigations into both cases are ongoing, and anyone with relevant information is encouraged to contact the Campbell County Sheriff's Office. 10 conservation groups file lawsuit to safeguard wolves. Conservation groups have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for not listing western wolves under their Endangered Species Act. The Casper Star Tribune reported, the lawsuit alleges that the Fish and Wildlife Service's decision disregards threats to the species and relies on flawed population models. Wolves are protected within Yellowstone National Park, but are managed by states outside the park, including Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where hunting is allowed. The lawsuit aims to restore protections for wolves across the West's landscape. The recent killing of a wolf in Wyoming sparked outrage, highlighting the issue. Daniel, Wyoming resident Cody Roberts allegedly ran the wolf down with a snowmobile, which is legal in Wyoming, and later brought the wolf into the Green River Bar with its mouth taped shut before killing the wolf outside behind the bar. A Wyoming Game and Fish study from December 2022 found that at least 338 wolves in more than 41 packs, including at least 23 breeding pairs, inhabited Wyoming statewide. Despite delisting in 2017, concerns persist about the wolf population stability and the adequacy of state management. Ranchers express concerns about potential impacts on their livelihoods if wolves are relisted as federally protected. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.